Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Timmy. All right, this segment is sponsored by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And remember, when you hear the sounder, this segment, call the contest line, which I'll give you. Caller number 5 is going to the Valkyries opener at Chase.
You like my shirt, Valkyries?
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I like those
colors.
Dude,
they're sold out. Let's go. WNBA.
You know,
I'm trying to. Who's our Curry?
Hey, quietly, I think I got an issue here. Hey, hold on, Goo. Hey, Steven, I can hear you guys in my ear, so thank you. All right, that's much better.
Could you imagine if they said something about you? That's happened to me, and I've heard Evan back there. I'm like, let me see what
you're
more.
Worthless.
Yeah.
So, caller number 5 when you hear the sounder sometime this segment. Let's go to Larry in San Francisco. Hey, Larry, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, I'm telling you, last night it was pathetic. First of all, why don't we have a backup point guard? I blame that on Curry in the drafting. And can we say we miss Klay Thompson? I do. I don't know about you, but
wow.
I do.
Wow.
And another thing, why didn't we start Kuminga, Jackson, and Post in the backcourt? Then you give the guard position over to Moody and Butler. That's where you go from. Then from there, let's find some good backups. But that last night was pathetic. It was pathetic, shameful that we didn't have a backup point guard. I don't know what they're thinking. And the trade, now you missed that trade with Klay Thompson. What's that about?
Yeah, well, thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call. Klay Thompson's not walking through that door.
No, he's not. And as great as Buddy Hield is, I'm not mad at him. 15 points, Donnie, but they were making him dribble. It wasn't those catch and shoot, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what they were doing. And I saw a story in The Athletic. It was about Mike Conley, written by a Minnesota writer. And Mike Conley he's a hell of a leader. That's what he is.
I've always liked him.
If you want to get a good insight on a player.
How about McDaniel making the first 3 of the game? And that's superseding what they did all of last game in the half. Just think about that. I'm like, they eclipsed it just like that.
Yeah, tough game for the Warriors, but, you know, I mean.
Is it a one-off, though? That's what I don't know. Chase has to, the fans are going to do their thing. But, Steiny, what, I guess I'm a little irritated. That's too strong. Well, if you heard me last segment, you think I am. But. What Butler are we going to get? I think that bothers me that we don't know.
Here's the other thing.
Island, Blue Cheese Ranch?
But here's the other thing.
Which one is it?
You're saying, what Jimmy Butler are we going to get? And it feels like you're discounting anything and everything Minnesota may be doing to combat it. Like, he doesn't have a preconceived plan about going into a game. Now, maybe he'll start to. I don't know. But it's just not as simple as, when are we going to see Jimmy Butler be playoff Jimmy Butler? I mean, it's It's hard to be playoff Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Yep. Good morning to you.
Goo, I got a quick question. What
go ahead,
if
buddy.
Draymond was addressing what they were saying to him in the arena when he got the guy thrown out and they were like, why you mad? Why you mad? Why you mad? Would that change how you feel a little?
Well, I guess I'm just starting back from page one because I don't know the context, but the bottom line is hitting Jordan Poole. Who was that on? Riding up on KD. Who was that on? Stomping on Sabonis. Who was that on? I mean, that's where I started from, and that's why it opened that wound. And I did say during that, when I just kind of said what I said, there's no room for that if he was being called that. But the whole way he said it, he's tired, and I'm like, I'm tired of watching you not control. You are a smart dude. You are good at basketball, but not control your emotions. So if that happened, I get that, but I believe you know what I'm talking about, the whole book.
No, I agree with you on the court antics, but I don't think he was addressing that because of what he said when they asked him about competitive and physical play against the Rockets, and he said, I won't even complain because then I'd look silly.
Mm.
So I think it was all because they were disrespecting him in the crowd. But I don't know. It'll come out later.
Yeah, right.
I feel what you're saying, though. I don't disagree with you, but I'm just
I hear you
coming
too.
From his perspective.
I hear you, too.
Thanks, Christian. Appreciate the call.
I guess he was on the bike, Stoney, and some fans were, we don't know.
Yeah,
I know.
Guess a fan got thrown out.
Yeah.
For, I guess Warriors security confirmed somebody was thrown out. It was.
Well, what did you make of his game?
Whose?
Draymond. I thought he was frustrated.
I thought he was actually really good defensively again. In fact, I wrote that down. I'm like, man, he is a hell of a defender. But I don't think he played great. I don't think he was much of a factor. He was making some solid defensive plays, but they weren't getting them anywhere.
They weren't
getting the Warriors anywhere because the Warriors just couldn't string together buckets.
They got it to seven, but I never felt like, well, I did. I'm lying. I'm like, is Minnesota going to blow this? Are they not buttoned up? And they came back, like you said. I forget who hit the three after they got it to set DiVincenzo.
Nas Reed hit the first one.
He's good.
And then Kuminga came right back and hit a three.
Yeah.
And then DiVincenzo came right back and hit a three. So the Warriors actually cut it to seven twice. The second time was literally only for about, 8 seconds because DiVincenzo hit that shot in the corner.
And real quick, Stoney, I don't want to nitpick because Kuminga, oh, God, y'all got me. Kuminga. In a playoff game, those free throws are everything.
Well,
and maybe when you were down seven, that bad boy could have been four. But can't have it all. But damn, he missed two. He missed two back to back.
Okay,
I'm just saying, and I know he hadn't been playing.
Okay, this is one that I have written down.
Oh boy,
Kuminga played last game, and they were up 15?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, and I think he made 3 out of 4. Now he's playing a lot, and he's at the line in the first half, and I think they were down about 12 or 14.
I got you.
Like, those are different foul shots. I'm sorry. They're different foul shots. You're down 12. You know you got every point counts. There's more pressure on those. And same with Trace. I think Trace Jackson Davis went 2 for 3.
3 of 5.
Oh, 3 of 5. I mean, I guess you take that for Trace Jackson Davis, but I think, that's the other thing. I mean, it's a harder game. Harder game in the playoffs. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in San Francisco. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you guys doing? Hey, what confused me the most last night was, we got the game within 7 points. I mean, the squad that was in was actually playing, in my opinion, pretty well. And then Steve Kerr just rips them right out. And I was just like, what are we doing here? I mean, it was just a rotation of guys coming in and out and in and out. I feel like we gave up on the game before we even stepped on the floor. It was just the most fresh. And then on top of that, Jimmy Butler, I mean, it's the second round of the playoffs, man. You got to start shooting the ball a little bit more. You're getting to the rack. You have point blank layups. Take the layup, right? I mean, But no, I mean, I love Steve Kerr. He's gotten those four championships. He's the man. But yesterday was just, it's probably the most frustrating coaching game I've ever seen in my life.
Well, listen, I know the stretch you're talking about, and let me put it this way.
See, I thought he took Kuminga off. That's why I said it when they got it within seven. I thought it was line change.
He didn't take him out when they were down seven. So what happened is Buddy Hield makes a shot with 7 minutes to make it 62-55. And then they actually had the ball with because Reed misses. Uh-huh. Butler turned it over in the backcourt. Remember that
okay,
one?
Gotcha.
Where he got caught between a pass and a dribble.
Yeah.
All right. So they blow that opportunity with Butler to get it to five. Naz Reid hits a three. Kuminga hits a three. DiVincenzo hits a three. And so it's back to 10. All right? But that same unit's still playing. Draymond Green misses. McDaniels misses. Pajemski turnover, which led to the McDaniels breakout. Now it's 70-58, and now there's 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and that's when he goes to his subs, which...
In real time, it played out different.
I mean, Kuminga played the first 7 minutes, Pods, Hield, and Green. I mean, he's got to take Green out. He's got to take Green out at some point. So, I thought... They cut it to seven twice, and they had a chance. They didn't get it done, and boom, it went to 12. And I think these guys are getting a little tired.
Yeah.
But the Pods turnover was brutal.
Yeah, and I'll just say this about these two games as a whole. Stoney, I am worried that Ant-Man, who looked like he was going to be out of the series, comes back, had 20 points, was a plus 21, but he could come here tomorrow and get what he wants. I know something's going on upstairs where he's just missing bunnies, but my goodness, he's not quitting. But what if I told you I have fear in my heart about tomorrow on the road, not at home, we get the best version of Ant and maybe the best version of Minnesota? Because it is a 1-1 series. It just doesn't feel like that in my gut because there's no Steph, and that's why.
There it is. There it is. They don't have their best offensive player in the past 15 years. He's not on the court, and it is a monster adjustment. And
9 of 32 as a whole from deep, 28%.
I mean, I think the real question is, after you watch last night without Steph Curry, and you kind of see how different it is, can you find something that you can rely on offensively over the rest of this series?
I've been telling you, and it's one name.
Well, who?
Jimmy Butler.
Well,
playoff Jimmy. Said
I
a couple
don't know.
Years ago, and that that pelvic contusion ain't went nowhere. I know he's. Hey, again, no excuses. Everybody's dealing with something, right? But man, I need that the 6 for 13. Stoney, even if he goes 9 for 27, and they, I'll take it because you're showing me you're trying.
I think he's trying.
Well, I'm not like that. Yeah, I ain't saying he's dogging it, but you know what I mean?
I know. All right, there it is. There's the sounder. Caller number 5 will win tickets to the first ever WNBA game in the Bay Area. Caller number 5, and here's the number, 415-523-4652. If you want 2 tickets to Chase Center for a May 16th opener with the Valkyries WNBA, be the 5th caller, 415-523-4652. Have a good time at that game. Mm-hmm. Going to be fun. They had 17,000 there.
Man, that's what I just said.
For an exhibition game.
I can't wait to go.
Boy. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get out there.
Yeah. Can you name a few players?
Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton. They're big 3.
If you could see how Risotto, our producer today, looked at you because you cheated.
What do you mean?
And then you come down my road and read me the riot act. You just went to the
I just got it right. That's all. I just
my
wanted to get it right.
My finesse in this system.
All right. Let's get some sanity in here.
All right.
City boy.
Our man.
What's going on, City? How you doing?
Hey, what up, guys? Well, I'm pretty good. Obviously a little worried about if Steph's going to be able to come back healthy, because that's what everything hinges on the entire season, of course. And, I him crying worries me a little bit because, you know, it makes you think, does he really think it's worse than a grade one? But if it truly, you know, but that was in the moment and he was upset. So maybe it really is a grade one and maybe we'll see him in game six. I don't see them playing him in game five just because they have the 3 days off. That being said, they could play him 15, 20 minutes in game five, you know, test it out. And obviously, if we don't win another game, there won't be a game six, right? So, I mean,
wow.
But I got to believe, I don't want to say Kerr sold the game or Jimmy sold the game, but I think they went into that game knowing that Minnesota was going to be desperate and that they were going to beat us yesterday. I mean, I honestly, after losses, a lot of times I'll have angst, I'll be frustrated. I didn't even care yesterday. I mean, I wanted to win. When we cut it to seven, I was rooting for the win and all that. But you know, you could see what Steve was doing. He knows that he's without Steph. He knows we're coming home for a couple games. I felt like he was letting everyone get some run, trying to work on different rotations, look at different lineups, because he knows we have to win at least one here in the city, right? So I think, you know, we got to steal one. You know, maybe if we win two, great. If we're up 3-2, then we really can keep Steph out until game six.
But City Boy, you said you didn't care. What does that mean? That was a playoff game.
I expected to lose yesterday. I expected to lose yesterday. Kind of like how Denver got blown out. Do you think Denver's scared?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
No, they're not. You know, it's a road game. You know, I think, and also, I know this doesn't necessarily play into an individual game, but what was the road team, like 8-1 in the second round so far or something? I mean, look, that was a scheduled loss. We were going to lose that one. I mean, I'm sorry. That's how I saw it going into the game. I expected to lose. I was hoping to win. I was rooting. But I think we saw some positives. I mean, Kuminga looked great. I will say this, and mistakes aside, free throws aside, I think he needs to start in the two games in San Francisco,
Facts.
And I want to see him get 30-plus minutes. Yep. You know, so, he jumps off the page. His athleticism is what we need. And I could see Jonathan Hatt playing a big role in these next two games. The Warriors get one. We're 2-2 going back to Minnesota, and maybe the chef is doing okay. Maybe he plays. You know, I expect to see a triumphant return from Steph Curry and the Warriors to advance to the Western Conference Finals.
All right.
If Steph is not healthy, obviously, then the season's over. But if Steph can pull it together, I think it could be a great storyline and a fun end of the season. And by the way, I wish Draymond would just stick to basketball. I mean, he distracts from the enjoyment of the series with all of his BS. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's unfortunate. And I know he feels some type of way. I've never been yelled at by fans like that. It's got to be hard. I do understand that he's an emotional guy. So I'm not like,
right.
I'm not mad at him, but like, man, let's keep it to hoops, you know. That's my two cents. All I mean, you know, the guys, you know, can't really blame him, though, if they're yelling stuff at him. Anyway,
all right, City. Pre-call. Appreciate it, my man. This is what Steve Kerr said. And I think, you know, City's right on this was Kerr's game plan last night.
Well, I think part of the game plan coming in was to play a lot of people, and we did. I think we played 13, 14 people in the first half. And part of the reasoning is, you know, obviously the fatigue of the run we've been on with all the travel and the games, but part of it also is we have to figure out what we're going to be able to do in this series without Steph. And so we gave a lot of people a lot of chances, and then, you know, some guys really stepped up. Trace and JK were both really good in this game. You could see that their athleticism was important. I thought we made a really spirited run, you know, got it to seven, and then we just kind of lost a little bit of composure. We turned it over right out of that timeout a couple of times and gave up a couple of threes where we lost connection defensively. But we learned a lot, and I think this game will help us figure out, you know, how to move forward.
Feel better?
Yeah, talk to me tomorrow night. Give me a call.
No, I mean, do you feel better about what Kerr was trying to accomplish last night?
No, because I think you're going to try to accomplish that every game.
Well, let's take this statement.
Because the game plan is to try to win.
Right, but let's take this statement. We got to figure out what we're going to be able to even do in this series. Not even. He said, we got to figure out what they'll be able to do without Steph. Like how...
And again,
should they have... I don't... Like, he's such a dramatic... it's such a dramatic difference between him playing and him not. I kind of understand what Kerr's saying.
Well, where do you draw the line?
With
now,
what?
With tryouts. Now that it's 1-1, we won't have City Boy call and say, I expected to lose because that doesn't apply tomorrow night.
They lost game two against the Rockets.
Yeah, no, but my point being, just because Kuminga showed some glimpses yesterday does not mean he's going to play that exact way Saturday.
No,
now,
he's going to play
better.
No,
yeah.
But he's going to play.
But how well?
Because
that's
know.
All I'm concerned
well,
with.
Well, if he played 82 regular season games and 8 playoff games, we wouldn't know
no,
how he's going to play tomorrow.
But my point is, you should already know this.
Know what?
What I can count on from Steiny. What I can count on from Goo. And just because you got glimpses yesterday to take into game three does not make it necessary that they're going to play automatically like that. So what's the plan B now that the guys, when you didn't count on them, showed up? And now the guys, when you give them a chance to show up when you didn't think them to show up, have nothing. What's the plan after that? So you're just kicking the can down the road. My point is you should have a feel by now what you got, who you got, and we lose. With who we got.
Well, they don't have Curry. And so every player is affected, whether we like it or not. Every player is affected. And for you to say, well, we should know by now what if they have it or not, I got news for you. They don't. You know why? Because Curry's not playing. And everything's different. Every single thing is different for the Golden State Warriors. They like Jimmy Butler is being played differently. Like everything changes. And so when I think what he was doing last night is like whatever Pods has done this season, whatever Moody's done this season, yeah. I'm sorry. It's out the window. Why? Because now they got to play without Steph Curry. Mm. Like this to me has been Moody's issue. When Moses Moody plays with some really good players, he's kind of fine because he can blend in and he's not asked to do too much. But now he's got to do more and he might not be capable of it. Mm. But as far as, yes, you should have guys you can count on, but the game is just not the same.
Right.
And every player not only has to play a little differently, they got to play better. But they're playing something. But they're doing something brand new.
Right.
Brand new.
And I don't want to beat up on the guy because I've been his biggest fan. I'm talking about Moses Moody. But, Stoddy, we start seeing slippage with Steph playing. So,
right.
Again, the blessing right now, and I got to get on back on the positive train. The blessing is you control your destiny right now, even without Steph Curry and his Operation Game 3. I guess I'm starting to think if you're onto something and I'm the Warriors – and in the next 2-3 years, it's operation try to get number 5 for all of us. I might now have to look myself in the mirror and say that guy Matt Stymus from Reading, PA, might have been onto something because maybe now when we get to the playoffs, my others, they're different than the regular season others. And I think we could be seeing that, and it's just a question I have of not just swap everybody out, but it's like the Warriors when this ends, and I said this a month ago, when they do lose, if they lose, Stoddy, they'll be able to look themselves in the mirror and know why. And then you can try to go shop for that why.
Right.
Or it might be. But now I'm worried as I watch Pods and Moody, great stories, but as they shrink in the playoffs, is this just a one-off? They're just, you know, they're playoff puberty? Or is this something, you know what I mean? Because
I guess you thought that Brandon Podziemski, who's never played in the playoffs, was going to exceed his play in the regular season. Ditto for Moses Moody. You can tell me all you want, and I think it's a bunch of crap, quite frankly, that Moody played during the championship year. Yes, primarily in blowouts, and primarily when they needed to just play him for a few minutes at a time. It's totally different now. These guys need to be relied upon. And it might be asking too much of them.
Right, right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr laid it out there. He and the Warriors have to figure out, you know, what they can do against this team. And I guarantee you, Kuminga, he's going to play at this point. And if you say it's too late, I get you. But those are the facts, and he's going to play. So he's got a shot, and that's not necessarily a bad thing after, you know, what he's going through. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, but before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment, stay in your car, done in 15 minutes. Visit Bay Area Oil Change for locations and coupons.
Quick, Stoney, I don't want to nitpick because Kamingo, oh God, y'all got me.